Chag Sameach. This evening, we begin the joyous holiday of Sukkot. This holiday that occurs just 5 days, yes, it was 5 days ago, after Yom Kippur, is often referred to as a harvest festival, and it is one of the Shalosh Regalim, one of the pilgrimage festivals in the Jewish calendar, commemorating the wandering in the desert after the revelation at Mount Sinai. This quirky holiday asks us to both dwell in huts and think a little bit about traveling. The sukkah is the perfect piece of construction for both dining and travel. These special huts that we construct and utilize during the week of this festival are meant to be temporary. Yet we're told that they must be strong enough to withstand an ordinary windy day. The Israelites were regularly on the move, so they had to be able to pack up these booths or sukkot at a moment's notice so that they could continue on their wandering adventures. Today, we build structures that are not fully enclosed, that have a roof that allows us to see the sky. It's not a house we might want to live in during a particularly cold or rainy day, but on a night where the weather is clear, we can sit in the sukkah and see all the stars and enjoy all of nature around us. The sukkah is not meant to be permanent. It is not meant to last longer than the festival itself. And its impermanence reminds us to think about what is permanent in our lives. We sit in the sukkah and we see the world around us. We treasure all of the grass and trees and animals that God has created. We look at the sky and see the stars that have been around for billions of years and that will long outlive us. We enjoy the company of friends new and old and are reminded how the connection and love between people lingers long after one of them has left the party. The sukkah is temporary, but everything that it helps us to enjoy, honor, and celebrate is permanent. It is between the makeshift walls of a sukkah that we become acutely aware of all that is concrete in our hearts and minds. When we dwell in a momentary structure, we are sure of what is enduring. Tonight, we are going to do more than just start the holiday of Sukkot. Tonight, we come together as a community to bless and honor the newest students in our religious school. And as the world has made many things fleeting and overly complicated, we are also excited to honor those students who joined us last year for the first time when we couldn't safely come together to welcome them, and to recognize those students who have rejoined us after a pandemic pause. This group of students are at a pivotal moment in their lives as they begin the journey of discovering more about their identity, their people, and their religion. This is an exciting moment, not only for the students and their families, but for us, the Stephen Wise Free Synagogue community, and for the entire Jewish people. Consecration, the blessing of students as they begin their formal Jewish education, is a ritual that marks an important learning milestone. We know that the next step along this process will likely be becoming B'nai Mitzvah right here in our sanctuary, and then continuing on with their study as teens and adults. But this moment is about possibility and dreaming of what the future holds. It is about embracing one's Jewish identity before even fully understanding it. Most importantly, it is about accepting one's place in the lineage of the Jewish people. It is that truth. The truth that we are part of a long history of people throughout time and space that makes Sukkot the perfect moment to bless and consecrate these students. Sukkot invites us to ponder which things in our lives that feel long-lasting are actually fleeting, and discover the true perpetual parts of our world. The Jewish people have been around for centuries. As Rabbi Hirsch often reminds us, there were many, many other ancient people that did not survive. We, the Jewish people, the chosen people, are still here. Committing to one's place within the Jewish peoplehood, discovering one's roots in this abiding ancestry, nothing could more truly fulfill the mitzvot of Sukkot than this. Tonight, we honor our newest students as they commit to a never-ending engagement with Jewish learning, and we are honored by your excitement. Tonight, we bless those students who have sought to find community and holiness in the limitless legacy that our people have to offer, and we are blessed to discover what each of you will add to our community. Tonight, we treasure the gift of Judaism, where we are permanently bound together, even as we sit in this temporary dwelling.